Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Yay! Where we left off, we've got Galen, Nimble Nick, and Hogar holding the doppelganger off in the woods. And we have Sultan running back into Cragmaw Castle, while Thrain and Lady Coraline are deftly dealing with a large pack of goblins from multiple
rooms. Some of them are super sleepy.
And Sultan, thankfully, has put most of them to sleep. So, okay, Sultan, it is your turn.
So I'm going to move.
Okay.
And can I see these ones?
Yes, you can see those.
Much muscle.
This one will have partial cover, but you can see the other two.
So I'm going to say, know the wrath of the god you have defied.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. That sounds chip-worthy.
Yeah.
Yes, defying
it
god.
Okay.
Chocolate chip-worthy.
I am going to crowd of madness this guy.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I don't know what that is, but
it
sounds good.
It's what
I did.
As long as Hogar is not watching
crowd
this happen.
Right. I heard crowd.
So, will save versus 13?
13.
No. Oh, he just snapped
he,
it. It's not
so,
going to go well for him.
He, I think.
He's
I
your
okay.
So, his eyes flash, because my god is the god of all knowledge. All the ways that he could be killed for defying a god. And as he screams in pain, his skull kind of shapes into
an iron crown.
All right.
Okay.
And now I control him.
Okay.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And for his
attack.
Well, it's on my turn now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I control him.
Yep. He's your puppet.
Hey, goblin friend, get stabbed. Just to stab.
Stab him in the face.
Okay. Would you like to roll the attack? He's +4 to attack.
So this thing roars
as the crown
appears above it, right?
Advantage. Yeah, he's rolling two dice.
All of a sudden, the goblin just gets kind of crazy eyes.
Oh, and you guys have seen this before.
You rolled a natural 20!
Well, that wasn't his roll.
Oh.
He was
yeah,
just picking up dice.
No, I put it down. It was already.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So you guys have seen this before, so don't attack him.
Right.
You both
we
have
can
seen
see the glowing crown on his head.
Yeah, we're just going to let him do his things.
Both 14, so 18.
That will hit his friend. Go ahead and roll me a 1d6.
Plus
2.
Exciting.
The square one. Oh, your special round.
Oh, your special round die. You sure you want to do with that?
So 5 points of damage to his compatriot.
Yeah. But I think it's also a surprising 5 points
of damage. It is a very surprising 5 points of damage. All right. So, Lady Coraline, it is your turn.
Well,
I saw big dude.
This goblin should go crazy.
Oh, how exciting. I do love it when they turn on their own. I'll just continue to smash the one in front of me, then.
Okay.
Foolish goblin, I prepare the most well, I mean, not me. It's really Kiki who provides the delightful meals. But you could have had that. Now I shall have to kill you. 17 to attack.
That will definitely hit.
Yeah, the meals.
All right.
The meals are great. You just have to work in the cotton field all day.
Oh.
I don't grow cotton.
That's not.
No.
Yeah.
They get paid. See, 9, 12, 13 damage.
Yeah, you crush him.
Yeah.
Woo.
That is brutal.
Woo. Death to the nasty little goblins.
They're like
nasty
bags
little
of
nasty
of
goblins.
I like to
okay, kill and it is Thrain's turn.
First, crushing blow of wind comes
spirit
down.
Spirit hammer on the tough
15.
One. That will hit.
Okay, 8, 9, 10, 11 points of damage.
14 didn't hit last time, but 15 did hit, so we know the
I think
number.
You know the magic number.
Magic
the number.
Okay, the hammer crushes him down.
Well, it looks like the number doesn't matter.
Okay, and you are surrounded by sleeping goblins for your actual attack as your spirit weapon destroys the
I haven't moved.
Let sleeping goblins
So I'm
going to
move
lie.
Down there.
You sure you don't want a coup de grace on him?
I'm not
No, he's not
the
coup de grace
type.
Oh, look at him.
I would!
Okay.
So will I. Because okay. I'm not neutral.
You'll just kill one and then wake all of them up.
But you're a hero.
I'm a hero and I do not do such things. I'll kill you to your face.
Right. But I'm very neutral. And
I'm going to look at that one. And say and get its attention away from her because she's trying to poke her in the back.
Okay.
I hate getting poked in the back.
Yep. And I'm going to say, you attack foes when you can see them. Ooh, so does a 15.
15 will hit.
Magic number.
As Xander said, we know the magic
six,
number.
7, 8.
That destroys him. It just smashed his head and he spits.
Once again, Skull Crusher.
Gore all over
Yay,
the wall.
Yay, Skull Crusher!
Yay, Skull Crusher! And there was much rejoicing.
We're going to have some bodies for you to loot.
And then it is the goblins' turn, who are now feeling the tide of victory has changed.
Oh, yes.
This goblin, Lady Coraline, the one that was
kicked.
He is going to risk an attack of opportunity on you and run away.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Does that mean when he runs away, I get
you
to
get
hit?
To attack him?
He's attempt to attack him as he's running over his compatriots, trying to wake them up so they'll buy him time.
Oh, I think that a 22 will
yes.
hit him.
Oh,
yes. What would your damage be for your
weapon?
He may
never have left.
Oh, his momentum will carry his body, but he may have...
He's going down the hill either way.
Let's see, 5, 8, 9 damage.
As he turns and runs, you just fling his head right off.
Woo!
As his body goes running across his compatriots, disturbing their slumber. But his head goes flying across into the kitchen, lands on the dinner table over here.
Cool! Yay! Well,
there you go, that's why you should surrender.
Lunch is served. Meat's back on the menu.
Okay, so
Red Dragon, goblin.
This one
you don't control him.
Oh yeah, that's
he's,
your goblin.
That's right, but you do control the one behind that right
you
there.
You do the control the one he stabbed.
He might fight back.
The little one right there behind.
He is going to attempt to stab the crazy one who just stabbed him because he doesn't like the way he smells. They have to. They share the barracks over here.
Bring it on!
Opportunity to.
He will roll a 17 to attack your goblin.
Does that hit?
Yes.
That hits.
Okay.
Remember the magic number. 15.
He will do 4 points of damage to your goblin.
Does that kill him?
No, it only takes him down to half.
You should have killed me when you had a chance.
Okay, Galen, you have amazingly patched this doppelganger's wounds.
I know.
All these arrows you and Nimble Nick put into them, the magic missile bolts.
I saved the arrows.
Yeah.
You managed to pull
them
out safely.
Oh, yay. You know, we're very conservation-minded in this troop.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
So what are you going to do?
Hogar
has the restraint. Strong bindings on her.
We think. So I guess I'm going to throw him over my shoulder and take him back to the castle.
Okay.
I was talking to him.
You'll have to ask Hogar to take his foot off her throat.
Well, what are we going to do? Okay, keep talking. Then I'll hold action until the little one finishes talking.
The discussion should be done when the
What are you going to hold
over?
Your action for? I will do this if this happens.
I will hold action that... Well, you know what?
If she tries to escape.
If she tries to escape, I'll, you know...
Tackle her.
Kickle her. Kick her.
You're going to tickle her.
It's like, tickle me, doppelganger.
I have these arrows I pulled out of you. I will tickle you with their feathers.
Kick her.
Okay.
Doppelganger sprouts red fur.
Doppelganger goes, ooh, torture me.
When
do we go up a level?
We're going to go up a level soon.
When do we get specializations? That's what I've been wondering.
What's it say in the back of your character
sheet? Well, it says you're supposed to get a level 3, but I didn't.
What's it say in the back of your character?
You should have done it.
Yeah.
It should have told you something. Did you read your sheet?
You don't have to.
Knowledge is power, knowledge god.
No, at level 3, no. Level 3 just gives me extra spells.
Then you can't do it.
That's specialization. It will come. You must be patient.
Okay. So, it is now Nimble Nick's turn, who is searching around for more loot.
I dropped one of my dice.
It's under Xander's chair, I think.
It's all, right here. I got it.
Oh, it was not under my chair.
It was close.
It's like, it was under my chair.
Why are you working for the spider?
And he burned up a natural one for you. The spider pays me well for my services.
Okay, you took Gungeon. Where's his brother?
His brothers.
Where's Gungeon's brothers?
In Wave Echo Cave.
Guess we know where we're going.
Okay, let's take him back to talk to Lady.
Okay.
Well, I hold action to kick him.
Okay. So you have your guys' little moment there.
Yeah, and of course we take her weapons. Well, we already did.
Yeah, Hogar got the mace.
Hogar, what would
you
like to do?
And you searched
him. Release the boot, pull it up by an arm.
Is the doppelganger male or female? And it doesn't really matter.
It's doppelganger. I don't.
It can play both ways.
Yes.
It plays for both teams.
It's everything.
And I'll say, great. Does the spider pay you in your life? Because that's all you have to bargain with now.
Ooh. I like
kinda,
that.
Kind of. Go ahead and roll an intimidation.
I love that goblin. Yeah.
All right, so wait. Exciting. Instead, you just roll intimation and imply. You can imply.
These arrows are degrees to
you can roll blood. Information.
Yes.
All the
okay, it says I have a skill intimidation. What does that do in 5th edition?
Basically, it adds to your d20 roll.
Okay.
So plus 2, plus whatever your attribute is.
Intimidation is charisma. No.
Well, that'll be a 10.
No. It seems to be very intimidating, but the drow kind of just, I mean, the doppelganger
there's
kind
been
of
a
just,
lot of blood loss.
Just kind of squints her eyes
there's been a lot of blood loss.
And shapeshifts into your face and kind of mocks you with what you just said to her.
Ooh,
I know you are, but what am I?
I'm rubber, you're glue. Miami, they bounce off and sticks to you.
Okay.
I'll start dragging the doppelganger with me as I'm doing that. And as added insult, I'll start dragging it on the ground and say, well, let's see if it can shapeshift itself a new hand when we get back.
Oh. Ooh. And as that is happening, Sultan, what are you going to do?
I spend my turn concentrating.
Then we kill it.
Okay.
And I'm saying it's that.
Okay, its turn.
Yep.
It's going to kill that goblin.
Can I kill it?
Goblin is.
Roll the strike.
Unless it tries to attack me, I cannot kill it.
No advantage this time.
But I can.
Not. Yeah, I would have to be over here for it.
Oh, okay.
You're not exactly catty corner.
So just kill it. Kill it in the face.
Plus 4.
You're plus 4. Yep.
So 16.
16 will hit. And roll 1d6.
You're going to kill that. I think that's going to use this one. It's going down.
4.
4. He stabs with his sword and the goblin goes down.
Yay!
Okay, so it is now Lady Corlin's turn.
Those two are waking up.
These two have been disturbed, so they may wake up when next turn comes.
I'm going to take my sword in both hands, talon, hold it locked, and smack it down into the first goblin, you know, into a part that's generally fatal. Very good roll.
What is your total roll?
9.
Well, you missed a sleeping goblin.
It's stirring.
Yeah, it's on the
they're
rubble
stirring.
Too. I mean, she's sleeping on rubble.
See, if you would have at least rolled a 10, I would have given it to you.
Rubble gave way.
So as you stab down, the goblin kind of rolls over, wakingly going. Ah.
Mom, I don't want to go to school.
By advantage. I just, you know, thought
you
sleeping.
Should have automatically had advantage if they were partially
goblin.
I'll give you advantage.
Yeah, try it because you know.
Oh, that's better. Yeah. That's better. That's. That would be 19 to hit.
See, you were mistaken. You did hit them, indeed, but when he rolled over, you didn't see the horrible wound. You cut his midsection open, and he's laying on the wound, slowly dying in his sleepiness.
Very slowly.
I'm giving you a coup de grace.
Oh, coup de grace, excellent.
Coup de grace.
Oh, there you go. Death to you.
It snores are actually death screams.
You think it's snoring, but it's actually blood coming out of its mouth.
Gurgle.
Okay.
Weird is it actually says gurgle.
Gurgle, gurgle. Brain, what are you going to do? There are one sleeping goblin, one stirring goblin.
I'm going to just tie them up.
Wait, is the hammer still there?
Yeah, the hammer's still there. I could have him kill your dude.
I'd say go for it.
You kill my dude?
Yeah. Hammer goes flying over.
You don't
need him. You don't need him anymore.
Oh, yeah.
That 19.
D8 plus 3. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and it crushes what looks like the crown just shatters with the skull.
And then as the blast skull of wind crusher. Comes down, it just dissipates.
And then nothing.
I'm going to tie these dudes up.
We saw how useful Hogar was. Why couldn't that one have been useful?
He was just a goblin, not a hobgoblin.
I didn't want to get
And Hogar's out of earshot.
And it doesn't give you permanent control. We just lucked out with
Hogar. He wasn't okay. A nice
goblin. So go ahead and give me a roll for the tying him up.
He wasn't like Splug or Droop. They're
I
want to
get
goblin.
My roadstery slitting their throats.
They're rehabilitating.
Okay. You think
they
you did
are.
Good on that job?
Okay.
They're
and you did very well on the second one.
Right. Okay.
Okay,
oh, well,
so you guys are getting the group back together.
Okay. First of all, everybody needs to take a second wind and heal.
Yeah,
I don't.
I do.
Hi, Lazy Carter! And it's a doppelganger, it's not a drow! Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's all blue.
Thinks
ugly.
Thinks it's a comedian, and I will throw it down and lay my great
it's
sword over
it's very
hand.
Rude! Okay. Why are we tying them up?
Can we take
because
a rest?
He's lawful
also?
Good.
You can take a rest. Do not forget Gundren.
I'm gonna loot the bodies.
Yeah,
we gotta go back to Gold.
Gundren is over there recovering.
We gotta go help him.
I'm gonna go help him.
I'm gonna go.
Oh,
to the
no,
temple.
Let's all go. Let's all go.
No,
I'm with the goblins.
I'm going to the temple.
Okay, so
I'm
which way are you guys
going?
I'm going with Thrain.
I'm going with Thrain as well.
For the record, no one has gone to this room yet.
We can't.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask.
We will go.
This used to be a temple, right?
This used to be a castle, and
so
this was a temple.
So could I roll religion to know, like, the area? Because you would know.
Sure. What exactly are you trying to know about?
Like, how big it is. Because I would think they would turn the old bedrooms for the priests into theirs, so where there would be rooms to sleep. So, yeah.
Okay.
So 19, 20. So is 20. Unnatural 23.
Unnatural 23.
You're good at knowing stuff.
Definitely this place is bigger than this. Maybe the upper levels have definitely collapsed down. I mean, this place has seriously
property values have plummeted.
I mean, you know, 100 years ago, orcs came running through here and rampaged through the place. It got seriously trashed. And there's probably some kind of
safety deposit.
Basements, but if there is an entrance to a lower level, it's covered by rubble.
It's a unique fixer-upper opportunity.
It is.
I'm going to loot these goblins and then head off to Gungeon.
Should
with
we probably just kill them?
And you do know, by the way, the temple is going to take quite a lot of work to get sanctified. You're
going
to spend like a day cleaning and...
Oh, are you looting
the
goblins? Do you want
to
check the ropes?
Yeah, she's great with
that is
too.
Using out of character knowledge.
No, I'm just saying. Nope.
Is it? No, that's a 12. No, I'm sorry. That's a 16.
You tighten the ropes a little.
Okay.
But not on the doppelganger, because you thought those were great. Just fine.
Yep.
Yeah, fine. But he ogre's got the doppelganger.
Yeah, I'm holding the doppelganger.
Yeah, she's not going to check her own work, but mine.
I'm
going to loot all the bodies, too.
Okay, so
I'm going to start cleaning up the temple.
Okay, so Sultan is going to clean up the temple. You guys are dragging all the folks into the into the king's room where Gundren is.
And then we'll clean out the castle.
Yep, so
there's
what's in the...
There's others hiding, I'm sure.
What did they have on them?
Oh, so...
Singing a song, likely.
He's singing holy jingles. You feel...
I'm going to pray the prey out of this prey.
Okay, so in the kitchen area, if you wanted to loot that, you got the goblins all had short swords.
I don't care about the swords.
Okay, the goblins had...
Those are nicer than mine.
Collectively, you found about 8 gold and 7 silver pieces. And from those over there, since you had multiple groups get together... ...20 silver pieces and 3 gold pieces.
Cool.
So you have your pockets are jingling as you go through there.
Excellent.
Okay.
You can use Mage Hand to touch the stuff.
I'm going to go head off that way, but then...
You can use Mage Hand to clean, because remember there's that grrell, that snake thing with the tentacles.
Well, yeah, but that's
that
I lit on fire, so I'm just going to take chunks off.
No, but I mean it like poops on the wall, like a fly, you know how flies with little speckles?
Ew,
it like smears its foulness there. And of course, the altar with the angel has like mud making it into the goblin's god.
Well, I'm gonna start cleaning the place up, and you know it's just gonna be a good old fashioned
clean down.
Yeah,
just like you high elves like to do periodically, all the washing.
His prestidigitation has power wash mode.
That and, sounds amazing. When you guys get back here, you do realize that under Grawl's bed mattress, the king,
mm-hmm.
the bugbear,
you find a sack containing 220 silver pieces, 160 electrum pieces,
ooh.
3 potions of healing,
ooh, good,
ooh.
And Gundren's map to Wave Echo.
Oh, we already got that. Well, wait a minute.
Already.
No, you already gave us this.
Okay. Well, that was the loot you found there.
Yeah, we already gave us this.
No, there was another chest with the exact same thing.
More exciting loot.
Okay, so Gundren.
My cousin.
Hey.
We must get to Phandalin and recover, and then head to Wave Echo Cave to save my brothers.
Wave Echo Cave, you say?
It is a great find that I found, brother. It's a place where magic weapons can be forged.
And the wealth is worth all this blood and pain.
The wealth is beyond all compare, my brother.
Cousin.
Oh,
he's getting old. He's getting old, dragon.
As I promised you, I'll give you your 25 gold pieces each. As well as a share of Wave Echo Cave.
Oh, hell no, 25.
I'll give you a percentage of 10% each to our profits in the Wave Echo Cave once our operation there is up and running.
That will help rebuild Thunder Tree.
25 gold.
Oh, yes,
I'm going to say...
You're not there.
I'm
Start hitting
say,
him with your ball until that
I'm
number
say,
loses.
He's not.
Keep your gold, brother. We'll rescue. I'll rescue my cousins.
You're not there. You can't say anything.
And
cleaning a
while Thrain is talking to Gundren... One of the goblins goes, "Psst, hey, I heard you're looking for gold." To Nimble Neck.
I got some in my bag.
Yeah, that's nice.
There's gold down the hallway.
What hallway?
That way. And he just
right next to that
this way.
Right next to that pit trap.
You mean in that room that we already killed the other?
Yeah, but we never went to the other
in?
Room.
We haven't gone to that.
The room that's beyond where the bugbears sleep.
Oh, the hobgoblins. Where the hobgoblins sleep?
They keep their treasure in the room behind their sleeping quarters.
Which we didn't go to.
So why are you telling me this?
Yeah.
Maybe if I do this, you'll cut me loose so I can run off into the forest.
You know, if you're looking for better work, Lady Corlin there, she already has 2 goblins working for her, and they haven't made it.
Go ahead and roll me a persuasion check.
She get a bonus because she's telling the truth.
Yeah, I'll give you advantage on this since she's being completely innocent and sincere.
She dresses them in velvet. She gives them pretty clothes.
She dresses them up like 3
she
princesses.
Feeds them regularly.
Okay, so
I do. I feed them all the time, and they get paid.
16.
Okay, he kind of looks at you and says,
"You don't believe me? Ask her. Totally serious.
I'm asking you a question."
Ask her. She'll probably tell you the exact same thing.
Or something similar.
He kind of, you know, he...
Did you know Droop or
Slug? You guys all know each other.
He looks confused when you're saying these words he doesn't understand.
Because they're the ones that work for her.
They're my delightful retainers.
I saw their posting on monster.com.
Out in Spawnland.
I'm holding out for Google.
he kind of looks at you and says he doesn't trust humans and he just wants to be free. But you might want to check for that treasure before any of the other goblins here runs
off.
Go.
How many goblins are in this place?
There's a lot of goblins, but it looks like you've cleared out most of them.
Yeah, and the bugbears.
And
the hobgoblins. We killed your king.
Well, of course,
he
saw the body
that.
When you dragged him through there, because nobody really cleaned up.
Yeah. I killed your king!
He died of natural causes.
He also sucks
in the head.
I killed your king.
He also saw the king's dog.
He's actually,
all by myself.
You see, he's actually...
Then
he tells you, you should definitely go and get the treasure out of the treasure
room. Would someone go with her before she wanders off?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can handle Gundren.
I will go with you, little
one. All right.
No, he just was whispering to me.
It's just a hurt.
It's like, are there any traps?
There might be a trap. The hobgoblins put the treasure in there, so I've never been in that room.
Then how do you know it's there?
Because the hobgoblins tell us they put piles of treasure in there.
Well, hobgoblins taken from the human village.
The human village? Which human?
The only one close by.
All of the human villages.
Mm. You know, if I don't find any gold there...
I'm going to stab you in the face.
Yeah, pretty much gonna kill ya.
Point to like, the struggle against his bounds, no. You know.
Point to the pieces of the king's but, dog hey, that's all over the room. The one that was thrown in a blender. Say they can do that to him.
Hey, Lady Quillen!
Yes, there he is.
Lady Quillen! This guy says that there's treasure in the other room.
And you see him just kind of wilt. The goblin gets all tiny and wilts down like, I didn't say that thing. I didn't say that thing.
He doesn't want to work for you, though, I asked.
You don't want to work for me.
Apparently he wants to be free.
He just shakes his head no.
He just wants to live.
Yes, he shakes his head yes.
There's no greater freedom.
How many humans have you killed?
I've...
Honestly...
Ooh, dear.
I haven't killed any humans.
Do you believe
him? Does she
roll
walking
roll a sense motive.
No who have you killed?
Or
how
insight.
Many have you killed?
There's no greater freedom than being free from your own responsibility.
Well, that was roughly what I was going
every
to say.
Thought.
He seems to be genuine in his scared
yeah,
little...
He seems on the up and up. How many halflings have you killed?
Two.
And one's name was Twyla.
No!
I will stride over to this goblin.
Okay, he's...
I will pick him up by the lapels or whatever.
I will give him a shirt with lapels.
I'll stand him up and brush him off. Blow on the
he's
dust.
He's kind of not trying to look at you in the eye.
This is weird.
This is very weird.
Now, oh dear, that was a terrible roll.
It wasn't that terrible.
All right, I'm going to attempt to persuade him. Now, look. Some of the most delightful creatures who work for me are goblins. And they too thought that they could go off in the forest and be free little goblins running around doing their goblin thing. Do you know what happens to free range goblins?
They thought they could...
Oh, I know! They die horribly!
That's true. Adventurers like us, who aren't as nice as we are, come along and then they stab you in the chest repeatedly. And
or in
sometimes
the face.
They just cut off your head. That's not very free, is it? It's very dead. So what I'm offering you is an opportunity to find service. And through service, true freedom and also a bath. Because you smell horrific. And you need a bath. So come work for me. You get nice clothes, 3 meals a day. Chi Chi, Vita, and Noxie will take
and
good
some,
care of you.
And some spending cash.
Yes, you'll get paid once a month with a little bit of, you know, money of some variety. Chi Chi manages the purse strings. She'll negotiate
she's
your wages.
Giving them
wages.
Monopoly dollars.
You're paying them in sprits, so they can only buy from you.
They're getting paid. The point is they're not slaves. They're getting paid.
They thought they could be free to pick where they
want
to live.
He kind of starts to make eye contact with you, but he seems to be not sure.
Or you can stay here forever, tied up. See how that works for you, freedom-wise. Well, we have to go get some treasure. It gives you some time to think about it in your ropes.
He looks down at the ropes.
It's the face.
No one else is noticing that she's in.
He looks at the ropes. And back at you. And... I will take the time to think.
Oh, I thought you might.
You are,
usually you they do.
Okay.
Woo, Trisha!
So how long of a break did you guys take?
I thought I was the evil one.
Oh, no, I'm neutral.
You're enslaving sentient creatures.
They're getting paid.
Okay. She's civilizing them, not enslaving them. There's a difference.
Okay, let's go to that other room.
She's sending them to church and putting them in clean clothes. She's civilizing. Air
quotes. Like the
years from now, they're going to be expecting reparations.
Okay, so okay, how long of a rest did you guys take before going to this room? And I think Lady Johnson's about to
teach us. Let's just do it.
Okay, so a short rest. So you guys can each get one hit dice back.
I'm not. I'm cleaning up the stuff.
Yes, but I have to get my second wind back.
Sure, okay. Okay,
the,
so
it's
a 1d. What is your hit points?
Mine's
so they're an 8, so it's a 1d8.
Okay. I didn't lose any. Who is damaged? Raise your hand.
I'm full now after the.
I'm completely healed.
Okay, I'm the only one.
I could use some help.
Are you damaged?
I'm cleaning.
He's cleaning the church, holy man.
Yeah,
alone.
I'm going to go clean house. I'm going to listen at the door.
They're looking for treasure. I'm going to go have to help him.
Okay, you have to clean the holy room. It is a holy room. I mean, it's a good god, too.
I'm going to listen at the door.
Okay.
I'll see if there's anyone there.
Did you find any treasure?
So, Nimble Nick is listening at the door.
And I don't hear anything because everybody's talking.
And she rolled. She rolled a 10.
Check for traps.
Your passive listen is a 10, and you roll the 10. Okay, so you're listening to the door, and all you hear is the wind kind of rustling, because, you know, the arrow slits in the tower.
Okay, I'm going to look through the
people.
Mariah.
Well, I think we're having our bloody montage of
you notice... You notice that there is a treasure chest on this table right here.
Do I see anything?
Yeah. You see the treasure chest.
Oh,
it's a battered wooden chest.
Roll for surprise. Surprise the treasure chest.
It's a bush skillet.
Is the door locked?
The door is not only locked.
Do I sense a trap?
My spidey senses
are tingling. It's like, every good rogue should be checking for traps.
Yeah.
The door.
Sleight of hand.
Ooh, 23.
Okay, so before you're checking for traps, let me give you the obviousness. Uh-huh. Okay, the door to this room is held shut with a heavy wooden bar from the outside.
Okay. There's something
outside.
In there.
I didn't want it coming
See,
out.
That's why I came along, because I knew there would be trouble.
Yes, indeed.
Okay,
what?
And there is a sign on the door that says, "Danger, do not open."
Is it in orcish or
it's
goblin?
It's in goblin.
Okay. So,
well, Hogar thankfully explains to you what it says.
Does he know what it is?
Hogar, do you know what's in there?
Do I have any idea?
Probably not, because this is for the king's royal guard, basically,
so,
if you would think of it as equivalent.
Me and the dwarf were having a buddy montage of cleaning, just so you know, and it's what song do you think it is?
It broke out into Disney songs.
Yes.
Yeah. Now we're doing a buddy montage.
Be my quest, be my quest. Do, 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 do. Let's go kill us a bugbear. We'll find some owl bears and we'll clean some altar upstairs. Be my quest, be my quest, be my quest.
I tell them about our buddy montage of cleaning.
So, previous to this, Thrain was trying to say, you know, he doesn't want the gold. Hogar was certainly all about the gold, and he certainly was all about the share in the cave.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to certainly hold
to
that.
He needs gold for his armor.
Right.
Well, yeah, but I think that'll put me over the top. I'll be good.
Yeah. Okay.
So Hogar shrugs. He says, well, is anything going to go off my face if I kick in this door?
She doesn't see. No, well, no. There's a bar. You lift,
bar.
Toss,
like,
and push the door open.
There's probably something big and nasty in there that I can't see through the door.
It's almost, there's foulness that needs to be removed.
It's
almost
like
there
were multiple monsters
here. Taking out the sword and removing the bar.
Okay, so Hogar.
We wouldn't want anyone stumbling upon
So
this.
Who's going to be going first into the room?
Well, I have a shield.
They got
so it'll be
touch.
Hogar and
Yeah,
I suppose. I mean, I should really go first with the shield, and that way if I die in a fiery blast, she'll still be there to kill people. I'm like a shield maiden, and you're like my right arm hobgoblin.
You're not bringing the doppelganger with. Doppelganger's dead.
Yeah, he's tied up.
So that looked good?
Probably. So we thought, yeah.
That looked good?
I can actually share the space with.
Who are you going to share with?
I'm going to share it with Lady Corlin.
Oh, are you
sure?
Oh,
aren't you a brave little halfling?
Okay.
Okay. It's behind my shield, I hope.
I okay, so who's gonna walk in the door first?
Okay, well, of course, the big shield thing.
Okay.
All right, I'm brave.
You're brave. You're brazen.
I am. I've got wings.
You're full of awesomeness.
Well, I hope
so. I'll step
so.
Back. I'll step into her vacated space.
Next to me.
Yep.
We're all going to die, but it'll be a glorious battle.
Mm-hmm. And there's only one thing I have to say.
So hold it. Who's watching the doppelganger?
Woo! What is that?
Owlbear!
Owlbear!
Owlbear! It's an owlbear! Oh my god, seriously?
I did not make these things up. This is called the Owlbear Tower.
Well, we are having
As
a
you step in the door, an owlbear takes a swipe at you.
So it's the... Tower bear!
Well, an unnatural 20 hit.
Yeah, wait, do I get advantage for having my shield up or anything?
I'll give you plus 2 for defense.
Yes, it does not hit me!
Okay, let's see about the second attack.
No!
That will definitely not hit you.
Thank heavens, Wolfie.
So do we roll for initiative now?
Yes, roll for initiative!
Oh, seriously?
6.
I want to just see if I hear this. So 22. Next round, let me see if I hear it. I'm going to roll just to see if I hear this. Because I'm going to go help them if they... 18.
Well, it's an owlbear.
You would hear that there's some really loud noise coming down the way.
Head over.
See, I knew there was something in that tower.
No, so we're going to kill it now.
Can't put it in the face!
Rogue owlbear running about.
Owlbear.
And what did Hogarth get?
7.
7. Okay, so first is Lady Galen. Yes,
you mean
I give you Lady
Galen the Gallant.
Who's hiding in the
I
back?
I am no lady, I am a folk hero.
Well, you're hiding in
the people's hero.
Well, then go do something heroic.
I'm going to use my advantage, and I'm going to.
Obviously, you're not your town's hero.
What are you going to attack? Because you're in the very back, and there's nothing
to move up
inside.
And,
you so you're going to walk into the room?
Yes.
Funny, because her town got destroyed.
Oh, wait, I can't. Can she?
She can.
Pass the two of us?
Are you going to walk into the room, turn, and shoot the owlbear at hand-to-hand range? Or are you going to try to move away from the owlbear?
I'm going to try and move away.
Here. Okay, that will provide...
I get my... I can do my double action with the second...
Okay. So where would you like to go in the room?
Second wind.
Where would you like to go in the room?
Towards where this... Yeah, right there.
Okay, the owlbear does get an attack of opportunity.
Okay, go for it.
It's like I almost knew it was going to fall off the table. Will a... Holy crap. A natural 20 hit you?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to be 14 points of slashing damage. It's a giant bear-like claw just swats your thigh as you run by.
But you're a folk hero. You can overcome this.
I still have 20 hit points.
Excellent.
You have this bleeding giant owlbear claw mark.
Did
we talk about it?
Yeah, you asked if anybody was injured, and I was like, I'm down by a third.
Does a 17 hit?
That'll hit.
I probably didn't hear you.
I'll speak up next time.
Yeah, it must have been an orcish. A goblin.
Mm-hmm. Even though your character should be loud, you're
That would be an 8 points of damage.
Okay.
It's the two quiet gentlemen in the corner.
Might be.
Yes.
So yeah, next time just try to...
Sure.
Just throw dice at him.
Yeah. Wait, are we allowed to do that now?
Tilda, it is your turn.
Okay.
No, I just didn't hear that.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to shoot... Is a...
Yes.
21
yes.
good enough to hit?
Yes.
Okay, and I've got...
You have an ally adjacent to it.
So I get an additional die. Woohoo! 14 plus the 3, 17 points of damage.
He's not feeling well.
Jeebus.
And I'm going to hide.
Roll your stealth.
Hide.
A 18, not natural.
Jesus, 17 points. Jesus.
Yay!
You put this arrow right in its throat, it's going
to... in the bear!
Choke on your blood.
Okay, it is the owlbear's turn.
Oh, I have 20, so I'll go next time. Oh, can I assume for my move?
Oh, crap. Yeah, 20?
Forgot. Yeah, because you said I heard, so I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to dash 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You're going to go through the curtain?
You can't. There's no way to get in there.
You can't get up there because you have to climb up a tower.
I'll go through the curtain. No.
No, but that's just not going to take you to the room at all. You have to go.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Unless you go through that door over there. Yeah.
Okay. There's Ryan.
Okay.
I can't crawl that way.
It's a really steep. Oh, okay. Let's put it this way: the Albert doesn't crawl out that.
I'm with you.
Okay.
I understand.
So it's going to begin its attack. First come the claws on Lady Corlin.
Claw!
Shit!
Will a 26 hit you?
Yes.
14 points as its claw gets under your shield and just womps against your leg.
Oh dear. That's very
I'm
glad bad. See, 28 minus 14 is...
14?
14. I'm rather
injured.
And
then it's going to bring its bite on you.
No, I might die.
But it rolls a 9 and a 9 will not hit you.
No, thank goodness.
As its beak snaps just inches from your other leg.
Oh, owlbear.
Owlbear. And Hogar, it is your turn. Will you come into the room as well?
I am. I'm going to be passing this way. Can I get up to be flanking with Corlin or no?
No, unfortunately.
Alright, that's where I will be. And I'm going to take a double swing at this thing.
Okay.
That's definitely not going to hit, but that will be a 19.
That'll hit.
And ally adjacent. Wait, so what am I looking at? 2d6 plus 3. I need an extra d6.
Doesn't the ally have to be adjacent to you?
Nope. Martial advantage. If you attack that creature, is within 5 feet of an ally.
Perfect.
Yep, you're good.
Alright, I need an extra d6. Oh.
There you go.
Thank you. Oh, that works out.
Wow.
10, 17, 20 points of damage.
Woo-hoo!
Holy hell.
That owlbear is not feeling good.
That owlbear is definitely messed up.
He's a hobgoblin. They do lots of damage.
The owlbear is not looking too good. Now he has a huge gash on his flank.
Oh, good. Yay. Yes to the owlbear.
That'll make a good steak.
And Lady Corlin, it is your turn to give it some punishment back.
I'm going to use my advantage.
Smite him.
And I need this one because it likes me better.
It does like you better.
I'm going to use the
You're using the brown one. Brave.
Questionable brown dice. Oh, it was questionable. That 15 plus
that will hit.
4 is 19 to hit. All right. And then... Oh, yeah, right. 6-7 points of damage in the face. You know, I'm just a tank.
And you definitely brought some spank.
You're not just a tank.
It's looking horrible. It's now got this giant gash on its face. It's weeping blood from multiple spots. That arrow is still quivering in its neck every time it tries to breathe.
Well, I've done some really good work on this.
You've
guessed.
Yes, you're excellent.
And it is Galen's turn again.
I'm at 20. I got 20.
Okay, well then we'll just, you know, fire away.
So you'd be right at
fire away.
I think he might be dead before I get there.
I know.
But okay, 20.
That will definitely hit.
It's going to hit, yeah.
Kill it.
Oh, 11 points of damage.
Your arrow sings out, sinks into its eye, and you just hear it make this. And it just thumps at Lady Corlin's feet.
And I retrieve the arrow and wipe its blood on its feathers.
Okay, I'm going to pop in and say, I miss the festivities.
Yes, and literally.
Yeah, and I'll channel divinity.
Yes, well, mine hurt.
You get five.
I'm
going to
check for traps on
you
the.
You get 5 points.
I'll take you go running into the room and you see the treasure chest.
I'm going to check for traps.
Okay.
Also?
Okay. Would that be.
You get 5 points back?
D20 would be sleight of hand.
Okay.
So,
and then I'm gonna burn two of my spells.
Okay,
first one for me.
22.
You believe there are no traps.
Okay, I'm gonna open the chest.
You open the chest, and your little halfling eyes start to bug.
Thorin, do you know?
We're gonna have to go back to Dalen just to take all our treasure back.
Because you find 90 Electrum pieces and 120 gold pieces. A potion of healing.
And you also get
a scroll of silence. And a scroll of revivify.
Silence
and revivify. So a divine one and a casting one.
Thorin, do you know how to get blood out of carpets?
Ah, yeah, give me a moment.
Okay. So one of them is for him. I think we need soda water.
Well, technically, you could use scrolls.
It's paper. Who cares?
Okay. So what do I have?
What?
Okay. So what?
What's in the next chest?
Well, it's all that's the total.
So I got a scroll of revivify.
Scroll of revivify. So you're giving.
You get the scroll of revivify. You get the scroll of silence.
You're not going to keep the scroll of silence and use it on him?
No.
Do you want to?
I would never do that.
Do you
want to
divvy up the healing potions too?
Because you've looted, what, four so far?
Four. We have four healing potions to deliver.
So why don't everybody that's not me take one? Because I had to. Everybody that's not me take one.
Okay.
Okay, so. But then we're still one shy.
Well, I can't help you with that.
You mean you have one extra?
No.
No.
We have four, and there's five people.
Okay. Hogar just won't take one.
Hogar's not real people.
I'll take... Oh, well, all right, so I get to...
Send it right down.
You get a healing
potion. He's relying
potion.
On his toughness. That's how he got to be so badass.
And how much fundage do we get?
Okay, oh well, I'm going to have to calculate that. I'll have to calculate that. Because I'll convert it all to gold.
Much easier.
And much easier for everybody.
Shall you either post it or email it?
Yeah, but no, I'll just tell you guys the next time we're together, which is going to be hopefully soon.
And you guys are getting ready after cleaning the temple?
Yep.
And you are beginning to head out
to Fendalen?
To head back to Fendalen. But
so
as
gotta go pick up the cart with Fanny!
If the ogre is there again, I am just gonna kill him next time.
But as you start to leave Cragmaw Castle, you notice...
Wait, we're not leaving. I haven't done the sanctified ritual or anything. No, we are not leaving.
Okay, you're not leaving yet.
No.
Then we will leave next time.
Thank you!
Thank you!
Yes, thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, a sign to Ragnarok story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
And this has been another edition of D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Thank you for listening, and be careful. I've heard there's dragons about.
I better get a reward for my god. I better be like, oh,
your god's going to be like, congratulations, you can live another day.
You know, gods are very fickle.
Here, you're going to...
finger of fate!
Looking for new god.
Of fate. That's right. The fickle finger.
Sorry,
of fate.
We have to run off. Did I have this board meeting too?
I understand completely.
That's okay.